Noon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. It looks like Ascension is going to buy the only full-service hospital operating in Williamson County. Williamson Health's Board of Trustees voted on the offer this afternoon. The Williamson County Commission will have to sign off on the $700 million deal, the Nashville Business Journal reports. The commission is holding a special meeting tonight to vote. Ascension said it wants to put in $235 million of its own money for things like construction and building maintenance. The hospital has been struggling financially, and it anticipates progressively larger losses over the next few years. Its board had been cagey about whether it was going to sell to stay afloat. The Business Journal used the state's open records process to get a list of potential buyers that included Nashville-based HCA. Both networks have been opening hospitals and freestanding ERs throughout Middle Tennessee in the past few years. Some of Nashville's bus routes are now running more frequently. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports WeGo's latest service changes, which went into effect July 5th.
Getting to the airport by bus could now be slightly easier. The airport route will run every half hour during the day and every 40 minutes in the evening. That's about 15 to 20 minutes faster than it currently operates. The Opry Mills route will also become more frequent. Another change includes expanding the WeGo Link zone to include Overton High School and parts of West Mead. WeGo Link provides discounts to riders who need to take Uber or Lyft to get to a bus stop. All of these updates are a result of the 2024 transit referendum. That's where voters approved a half-cent sales tax increase to directly fund transit projects, including this round of changes. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
For a complete list of the summer service updates, visit wegotransit.com. You'll find more news at wpln.org.